Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Inglés. Certificado de nivel básico A2. Convocatoria extraordinaria de 2019.
This test has 3 tasks. You will hear each task twice. Task 1. You will hear some extracts. For each extract, choose the heading that best matches the information you have heard. Then write the letter in the corresponding white box. There are 2 headings you will not need. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the headings. Extract 0.
What's my favourite food? My favourite food is okonomiyaki. Okonomiyaki is a Japanese food. It's similar, I guess, to an English pancake, but it involves different types of cabbage and meat and an egg, and they're mixed together, and then in the restaurant you will cook it in front of yourself, and it's very, very delicious, and usually you have barbecue sauce and mayonnaise on top.
Extract number 1.
Film, fiction and journalism all lost a great exponent when, in June 2012, Nora Ephron died. She was only 71, but she'd been suffering from a rare blood disease called myelodysplasia. Then there was When Harry Met Sally and Sleepless in Seattle. And the last time I spoke to her was in 1999, when she brought Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan together again in You've Got Mail.
Extract number 2.
Researchers discovered that what they called definitely morning people have an 8% risk of depression, while for definitely evening people it rises to 15%. It's not entirely clear why, but it's believed to be more than simply a matter of correlation. If our brains react more readily to the stimulus of external light, it seems to suggest we may have a greater capacity to detect other disturbances. There's clearly much more research to be done.
Extract number 3.
In this programme, I'm looking at the relationship between the monarchy and the British public, them and us. In the past, sovereigns and subjects have fought shoulder to shoulder. More recently, men, women and children have lined the streets to applaud a passing king or queen or celebrate a royal wedding. To some, they were godlike. To others, they were unelected and unwanted. One, we even executed.
Extract number 4.
It has really got me thinking about remembrance and how I will want to be remembered when I'm gone. In discussions with people about this, the common response is often, well, I'm still here. Why do I want to think about things left after I'm gone? I think there's something important about reflecting on the impression we are making on others and the impact we can have on people's lives. I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel.
Extract number 5.
It is an awesome privilege to have a child, and an unexpected grace to see that child become an adult. My daughter has just turned 18 and has technically made the transition to adulthood. This week we symbolically said goodnight to the girl and good morning to the woman. Adulthood has been defined as the age at which a person attains a stable, independent role in society. But what if that is delayed or cancelled altogether by circumstance? Someone living in Europe doesn't gain financial independence until they are nearly 30.
Extract number 6.
My favorite animal is definitely a dog. I can relate to dogs because I share similar characteristics, such as being friendly, lovable, loyal, and cute. Dogs are also can do so many things to help make a person feel good. They're such giving animals.
Extract number 7.
New research seems to support what some teachers and parents have been saying for years. Kindergarten has become the new first grade. That means more time spent on reading and math and less time for the arts, science, and just play.
Textual evidence and complete sentences in kindergarten. A new study finds lots of classrooms making this shift away from play.
Now, listen again. Extract number 1.
Film, fiction and journalism all lost a great exponent when, in June 2012, Nora Ephron died. She was only 71, but she'd been suffering from a rare blood disease called myelodysplasia. Then there was When Harry Met Sally and Sleepless in Seattle. And the last time I spoke to her was in 1999 when she brought Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan together again in You've Got Mail.
Extract number 2.
Researchers discovered that what they called definitely morning people have an 8% risk of depression, while for definitely evening people it rises to 15%. It's not entirely clear why, but it's believed to be more than simply a matter of correlation. If our brains react more readily to the stimulus of external light, it seems to suggest we may have a greater capacity to detect other disturbances. There's clearly much more research to be done.
Extract number 3.
In this programme, I'm looking at the relationship between the monarchy and the British public, them and us. In the past, sovereigns and subjects have fought shoulder to shoulder. More recently, men, women and children have lined the streets to applaud a passing king or queen or celebrate a royal wedding. To some, they were godlike. To others, they were unelected and unwanted. One, we even executed.
Extract number 4.
It has really got me thinking about remembrance and how I will want to be remembered when I'm gone. In discussions with people about this, the common response is often, Well, I'm still here. Why do I want to think about things left after I'm gone? I think there's something important about reflecting on the impression we are making on others and the impact we can have on people's lives. I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel.
Extract number 5.
It is an awesome privilege to have a child, and an unexpected grace to see that child become an adult. My daughter has just turned 18 and has technically made the transition to adulthood. This week we symbolically said goodnight to the girl and good morning to the woman. Adulthood has been defined as the age at which a person attains a stable, independent role in society. But what if that is delayed or cancelled altogether by circumstance? Someone living in Europe doesn't gain financial independence until they are nearly 30.
Extract number 6.
My favorite animal is definitely a dog. I can relate to dogs because I share similar characteristics, such as being friendly, lovable, loyal, and cute. Dogs are also can do so many things to help make a person feel good. They're such giving animals.
Extract number 7.
New research seems to support what some teachers and parents have been saying for years. Kindergarten has become the new first grade. That means more time spent on reading and math and less time for the arts, science, and just play.
Textual evidence and complete sentences in kindergarten. A new study finds lots of classrooms making this shift away from play.
This is the end of task 1.